building.
Right.
What would you call the main building where you lived?
The house.
Okay. And two, if you had more than one house, what's the plural of house?
Houses.
Okay. Could you describe that building for me, the building y'all lived in? When was it built?
Well, I don't know exactly when it was built. It was built up at the Mayday Mine, which is up from where we lived, probably Hesperus is 7 to 9 miles. It probably was, 13 or 14 miles up there to Mayday. And that house was moved from Mayday down to this land that we purchased. And it was just a square house, 24 feet square, and upstairs. It was never finished until after we moved into it. And it wasn't really ever finished real good then, but it was finished so we could use it. And then we improved it. We added more room to it and finished the upstairs and put a back porch on it. And, you know, kind of made it so we could take care of our family of two children.
Did you mentioned that it had a back porch. Did it have a front one? Did it have a...
No, we didn't have a front porch. We had a front step, and we had it built in a circle, semicircle, half circle. Mm. And it was cement, and we had our four steps going down to the lawn. But the back porch, we built an enclosed porch.
Did people have different names for porches like that? Have you heard other names that people might have used?
Well, I think mostly they called them porches. Okay. I never heard anybody call them a veranda.
Okay.
I know that that's what they could have been called.
Did you mentioned had a down a downstairs? And you mentioned I'm wondering about the difference between steps and stairs. Is there a difference between those two? You've mentioned it had some front steps, but it downstairs. I was wondering if there's a difference between steps.
Well, I think your stairs in the house are called stairs.
Okay. And outside?
Outside, probably steps.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I think that's it. Okay. That's the way I did it, anyway.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Tell me about the inside. How many rooms did it have?
Well, originally, it only had three. One little tiny bedroom that you couldn't even skin a cat in. You know, it's so small. And then we had it wasn't too large a front room because it was only 24 feet square to start with. And then the kitchen was kitchen and dining room together. And then we had the loft, or the upstairs, where the hired men would sleep.
Okay, so there were people who lived there besides your family.
Yes, as we increased our farming area, we couldn't do all the work,
mm-hmm.
and so we had to have some hired men.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we had them just in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and spring and summer, and sometimes later on we had all year round. So I've always had hired men to cook.
Is that what you would have called them, hired men? Mm-hmm. You never called them, do you ever call them ranch hands or cowboys or anything like that?
No, because they really weren't the cowboy type.
Okay.
Our son was a cowboy.
I'm interested in the difference. What would a cowboy be?
You have to have livestock to be a cowboy, unless you were a drugstore cowboy.
That's right.
And we did have quite a herd of cattle at one time. We also had sheep, and this was in 1940, we got our start in cattle. The kids were in 4-H, and they both had registered. They were very fortunate. They were good children in 4-H, and they won a lot of animals. And we encouraged it, and we encouraged the better breed, the Herefords, of course. And then we had